Letter to my younger self. A senior voice speech. To my younger self. Hey, I've been there. I see you. I am you. You've got your knees drawn up tight to your chest, hot tears streaming down your face, heart beating so loud you can hear the blood rushing in your ears. Maybe you didn't do so hot on a math test, or maybe social anxiety got the best of you. If only you were a math genius like your twin brother, or louder, or prettier, or more outgoing like your friends. You think, because you have everything you could ever ask for, that there's no reason not to be perfect. That it's your duty to succeed, to live up to your parents' or your ancestors' sacrifices that got you here today. But I'm here to tell you that they didn't work hard just to see you succeed, but to see you happy. They gave you the privilege to mess up and discover yourself, so don't waste it. It's not selfish to take time off studying to focus on yourself. It's more selfish to be so absorbed in punishing yourself for what you're not that you miss the bigger picture. I know, it often feels like we're judged only by what's on the outside. It feels like all that matters is what college admission officers see, what we look like, or even what our personality is. Those superficial adjectives like nice or funny or quiet. You think that there's someone that you should be, that you should be some STEM prodigy, or that you should be louder or prettier or less anxious or less boring. But it's your genuine compassion, humility, and generosity that matter most. You don't need to overcome your sensitivity or your quiet qualities. You cherish your relationships with your family, friends, teachers, and even your bus driver, Mr. Cheka, who I hope is in the audience today. It may not seem like it now, but you will get back what you so generously give, and those relationships you build will serve you well. You think that confidence comes only after success? Well, you've got it backwards. Success comes only after confidence. And no, confidence is not becoming an extrovert, nor faking it till you make it. I never found that advice helpful. Listen to me. You don't have to fake who you are or how you act. Confidence is simply laying claim to your qualities, and you can do that quietly. I am shy, sensitive, and creative, empathetic, humble, and thoughtful, anxious, sheltered, and awkward. You don't have to be like your twin or anybody else. You're not in a race. Others' wins are your victories, too. It's good to go at your own pace, so if you're different, own it. If you studied hard, don't pretend that you didn't. If you like anime or Warrior Cat books, then baby girl, you own that too. With confidence, you'll find that your test scores will improve, people will be naturally drawn to you, and you'll be so much happier. If something's bothering you, your feelings are valid. Don't be afraid to switch classes, approach teachers, talk out disagreements with friends, or start to work out, eat healthier, and learn makeup. It's in your power to change. Eventually, you'll find confidence when you're not actively seeking it. So stop overthinking. You'll be so much more open and surprised by what you love. You'll find Latin, computer science, track and field, or even a wonderful community of underclassmen on your afternoon bus. You'll be graduating Greenwich Academy with a kick-ass GPA, accepted early decision at the University of Pennsylvania, but that's not what I'm proudest of you for. You'll go from someone deathly afraid of ordering a coffee to working on the other side of the register at Walgreens. You'll go from someone who had a social anxiety breakdown at Model Congress to confessing point blank to your crush. Guess what? You got turned down, but you're still friends. It isn't awkward, and I'm incredibly proud of you. You've learned that you don't have to fit into some box, that you can have a great day after flunking a test, and that you're going to be okay. So please, release your knees and stand up for yourself. Reach out a hand and you'll be surprised at how many people want to help. Look me in the eyes, straighten your back. Don't you ever be afraid to take up space. Let me give you a hug, for you're not alone, and open your mouth, because even though you're quiet, you have something worth saying. Thank you.